Chevra, Feil Chanukah, Lichter Chanukah. It's chus to be together. Not just Erev Shabbos Kodesh, as it's always chus to be together Erev Shabbos, but also as we just entered into the Hilgi Yontiv, the Lichter Yontiv. The Vada, we feel the aura already, and hopefully it's going to bring a Bergar, the biggest light to the world. So many need it so badly. And tonight we were just going to have shir and we're going to have a bigger tish. Chavad Zois Chanukah, a week from now, but some of the Chevra decided it's Chanukah. You have to elevate and have Sudas Mitzvah as well now. And have to connect to the Yontiv in a special way, so I want to thank the Hilga Talmidim, we're like children. Yeshua Naor, Viriyaso, Batya, and Yisrael Meir. Hanukman and Riyaso Ayala for sponsoring all the gashmis that we elevated to Ruchnis and elevated to Sudas Mitzvah already, as well as all the Chizik and all the Cyrus and the Torah, and it should all be for this big schusim for their beautiful mishpachas, big schusim for only Shefa and Bracha and Simcha, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. They wanted to sponsor, first of all, so Hoydel Hashem Kitov Kilim Chastel Chabrachos Vashefa Vashpos Toivos Lila Nishmas Leah Bath Levi and Hashem Hashem Big Aliyah Bez Hashem Baruch. And for Rafu Shalema, for a few individuals who need Rafuos, we should daven for them. Hatinok Ben Chanagila Rafu Shalema Bekaro Bez Hashem Baruch Rafu Shalema Yakir Shlomo Ben Tanya Malka, Rafu Shalema, Bekarav, Bez Hashem Zbarach, Rafu Shalema as well, for Ami's mother, we've been diving for a very long time.
I'm sorry to say, but you know what she would say? She would, in Chanukah, she would say, stare at the candles, there's miracles.
Oh, so Mir Tashem, we're going to be Zoyche. Your mother used to say, stare at the candle, there are miracles. We'll be Zoyche, Bez Hashem Zbarach, and it's Chus of all the Torah, and it's Chus of all the Barachos, Rafu Shalema, Chai Esther, Yito, Asfegadina, Fushlema, Bakaro, Bez Hashem Zbarach.
Amen.
So, Chevra, we're finally here. We're finally here. It's been a long wait. It's been since the Zman of Simchas Torah. We've been counting down the days and waiting for Yontiv. Waiting for Chafei Kislev. Waiting to stand by the Ner, by the Iris, by the Light, by the Menorah, by the Aura of the Rabbi Nishalom, and feel the Shechina a little bit more on Yontiv. So I'm mechazik the Olam as we've entered into the Yontiv. And when you just enter in, it feels like, Bez Hashem, we're going to have a long time. We're going to have a long time together with the Eibishter. 8 days. 8 days of Simcha, of Bracha, of Kedusha, of Shefa. But we all know too well that somehow those days go very, very quickly by. Somehow time flies, as they say. Mm-hmm. And therefore, as we've just entered in, we all just tonight lit the first Ner. And that's exciting, and we know there's a long way to go in our minds. Let's make sure, don't let it pass us by. Before anything else, just a little simple chizik. How many years is it that we're standing and sitting by the Neros on the eighth night, and we look back like, I didn't spend enough time by the Neros, I didn't spend enough time in Cheshbon and Nefesh, I didn't sit and learn enough Torah's Chanukah, I wish I had them back, I feel like I wasted them, because the Yitzhara always gets in the way, and the Yitzhara always has Balbulim and convinces us there's so many other things important to do and responsibilities. And no, of course, you lit the Chanukah, you were there for the first half hour, but then the world takes us apart. Let's, Mamish, make a Kabbalah now, a very simple Kabbalah, to make the most of Chanukah. To make the most of just having time to bode this with the Neiros in Cheshbon and Nefesh, to have a calm. to prioritize our time so we have that time. Prioritize our time so that we can sit by the Neros. Prioritize the time so we can learn the Torah of Chanukah and allow the lessons of Chanukah to penetrate our hearts so we can walk away with it. And that we can look back on Zois Chanukah and realize and feel that we maximize the Yontiv. What we'll do with it after that, it's going to be up to us, but if we maximize the Yontiv Vada, we're going to take it with us into the year. That we shouldn't, lo aleinu, a week from tonight when we're together, Zois Chanukah, we shouldn't be saying to ourselves, oh, I went so quickly, I hardly sat by the Neros, I wish I would have done differently, I wish it. Decide now, it's not going to be this year. So let's learn together. So I've always been fascinated by the Zmanim of Chanukah. The Zmanim are very interesting in Chanukah. You know, we're especially the Zman of when we're allowed to light the menorah until. Because we're used to Zmanim and we're bound by Zmanim. Some of us have different types of Zmanim. We're bound by different Zmanim. But we're all bound by some type of Zmanim. I don't believe anyone here would daven Mincha after Tzeis Rabbeinu Tam. I don't believe anybody here would daven Shachris after Chatzos. I mean, there are people that would. I'm saying here. I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. So there are definitely, we're all bound by some type of, nobody, you can't daven Shachris, you know, before Mishyakir, you can't, there are halachos of Shemav that we are bound by. We're bound by time. But we're used to certain Zman, and we're used to the Zman of Alois, of dawn, of Nates, of sunrise, of Shkia, of sunset, of Seiz HaKuchavim, nightfall. When do we light the menorah until? So you think it should give us a zman. Light the menorah until tseis. Light the menorah until chatzois. No. At shetichla regel min ashuk. Obviously on a simplistic level, the whole purpose or part of the purpose of Neros Chanukah is persumenisa to the outside world. And that's when you're going to be mefarsim the nes. When people are walking around. But there has to be depth here. There has to be much deeper ideas in this idea of Ad Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk. Ad Shetichla Regel Min Ashuk. We've spoken about this before, but I saw this year a new Yisoid, a new idea. And a lot of the Torah, I want to say, Chavra, a lot of the Torah tonight, Mizoy Chere share from this little Sefer, it's a very small little Kuntris over here. This Sefer, I was walking in the streets of Brooklyn a couple months ago. Up the block from Landau is over there. There's a place that's like tons of svarim outside for Geniza and for the takings. And I saw this like on top. It says, B'nai Bina Chanukah. B'nai Bina Chanukah. I said, maybe it's for my Bina. And I opened it up. And I saw it's Torah from the Pittsburgh Rebbe. And when I took the Sefer, it was the Pittsburgh Rebbe Shlita. When I took this Sefer, it was the Pittsburgh Shlita, who I had this chus to have some small kesher with, because he was the brother-in-law of our Rebbe, of the Asaf Kalshina Rebbe. And he used to come all the time. And he used to talk to him often. Tzadik Yisoyed Oilem. Tzadik Yisoyed Oilem, sweetest of tzadikim. Just to hear his tefillos. You know, we pay money to go to concerts. I'd pay all the money in the world just to have one more tefillah with the Pittsburgh Rebbe. The way he used to daven for them, some of the oilim ever heard him daven for them and mamish. Unbelievable. And we know his nagunim, we sing his nagunim, his beautiful, beautiful nagunim that we sing. Hundreds of nagunim he composed, hundreds. So the Torah says, I had this sefer sitting and then I forgot about it. Taka, I forgot about it. Totally forgot about it. And last week I'm going through his farm and learning, and somehow it just pops up and I see, I'm like, to go through this farm, I have to go through the Torah for Chanukah. And one after another, a gem after a gem after a gem. And I said, tonight we're going to give over Tzadikim Afilu B'Misasin Chai. You know how? Through their Torah. I'm going to show that the Pittsburgh Rebbe is still alive. The Pittsburgh Rebbe is still alive. He's a lot more than alive than a lot of people that are walking around in this world. I'm going to be elevated by the Torah of the Pittsburgh Rebbe, Zecha Tzadikah Shufracha, Bez Hashem Ez Baruch, till we'll be dancing together with him with the Gula Shlema, T'chis Amezim Karbi Amenu. And I'll tell you one step further, one more intro before we give over his Torah. So to be chazik myself today, to prepare a little bit for the Neros, I went and I watched, there's a video of the Pittsburgh Rebbe saying the davening the tefillos and the brachos for Hadlakas Neros. And I couldn't believe my eyes. I'm watching, what's he holding, saying the tefillos from? This sefer. It's a big chizik. Big chizik. Let's learn Torah from the Hilgat Tzadik. Achetichle regim anashok. What is this all about? This is the opening Mishnah brachos. We all know the opening Mishnah brachos. Everybody's learned at least, hopefully many here finished brachos, but we've all started brachos. Everybody started brachos. There's one Mishnah that the world's done more than any other Mishnah. B'stam, it's the first Mishnah brachos. Maybe the first Mishnah Pirkei Avos also. I don't know, it might be even. So the Mishnah says, it goes through, after talking about Kriya Shema, it goes through various mitzvos that really have all morning to do, all night to do, I'm sorry. But Chachamim say, until Chatzos. And one of them is, Hekter Chalovim Ve'Varim. The burning of the fats and the limbs on the Mizbeach, mitzvosom ad shi'ala marashachar. The real mitzvah is all night long. Right, that's Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is in that place. However, what? Mitzvosom ad shi'ala marashachar. V'chon ha'cholim li'yom echad. Also, all the korbanos, they have one day to eat. Mitzvosom ad shi'ala marashachar. You can eat them all day until the morning. However, the Chachamim said until Chatzos. Im kein, lama amru Chachamim ha-Chatzos. Why did Chachamim say you could only eat them until Chatzos? Kidei laharchich adam min ha-veira. It's Pasha Pshat. We've all learned this Mishnah. Kidei laharchich adam min ha-veira. Pasha Pshat. Is it a sayug? Together. We're afraid if it give us all night, well, till the morning, a person will be nichshal and end up going a little later. So we put a gad there and say, stop by Chatzos. Worst case scenario, you ate a little bit after that, you're still good to go. That's Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. K'dei lehar chagat min aveir. Comes the Pittsburgh Rabbi Zechazad Gosh Vrach and he explains, kodshim. When a person would eat kodshim, a person would eat these karbanos. You'd eat of karbon that was what? Mitzvason kol hayoyim. Necholim liyoyim echad. The kedusha of the karbon would protect you. The kedusha of the karban would be infused when we eat. That food becomes part of our dam, and ki adam hi nefesh, it becomes part of us, and we're elevated. The kedusha of tara, all essence. We're a different person. We're a different person when we're eating a karban. Imagine what it was to eat a karban. Imagine what it was to eat a karban. To eat part of the sacrifice that is for Hashem. We're partaking in that. The food of the Rabbi Nishlam, the food of the Abishter. Imagine what that was. He says, most people go to sleep by around Chatzos, he says. Most people go to sleep around Chatzos. So once you go to sleep, you don't need the chizik of the carbon anymore. You're good to go. I mean, all day long, the Yitzhar is trying to get the best of us. The Kodshim's going to go and protect us. So he wants to say, B'derech Remez, Im kein lama amru chachamim ha-chatzos, k'dei laharchich adam min aveira. Meaning what? Once you eat chatzos, no longer they need the karban anymore. So only eat till chatzos. You're good to go. It protects you. He says, so too comes along Neris Chanukah. Neris Chanukah, which we'll share in a few moments, and we all know is Avodah Beis HaMikdash. Neris Chanukah has all the chef in the world. And when we light Neris Chanukah, it ignites and sparks our neshama to places we're not used to. And therefore it's a shmira. I'm not going to fall into places I would have fallen without the Neres Chanukah. Meaning what? When do people fall? He says, when are people nichshel? When they're out in the shuk. They're out in the shuk and they could be involved in taiva, involved in temptations and the immoralities of the world. Once Tichle Regem Neshuk, we're good to go. I no longer need the Neros burning bright. But we see from here what the Neros can do for me. What the Neros can do for me, they can elevate me and protect me. Like a carbon. And we have to stare at those Neros. It's telling us, why does it tell us that El Lerosim Vad? You can't use them, but El Lerosim Vad. Obviously, I could look at them. telling you they're supposed to look at them. To gain this chizik, to internalize the kedusha of the aragonas of the menorah. I mean, makadish my life. And once I makadish my life, I learn how to elevate everything in my life. And that's the Torah I think we've shared here before from Rav Leib, Moshe Leib Sassifer. You know what Moshe Leib Sassifer said, Achitichla Regel Minashuk means? It's interesting, Achitichla Regel Minashuk. Not Raglayim. Because the emes is every single one of us, on some degree, on some level, has to be involved in the world of Gashmis. Hashem put us in a physical body. You have to have a parnasa, you have to get a job, you have to go eat, you have to go to the store and buy food to eat, you have to go to the shuk. You have to be involved in the physical world. You get a job. You support your family. Upper what? It should never be with both feet in. It should never be that that's my essence, that's my everything. That's my everything. My everything is my job. My everything is my money. My everything is my eating. My everything is my materialism. We could do it. Achetichla, but the chizik of the neiros, the kedush of the neiros should give me achetichla regel menashuk, that I take 1 foot out. Even when I'm in, I'm 1 foot out. I'm 1 foot connected to Torah. 1 foot connected to the Eibishter. Achetichla regel menashuk. That's the yesod of Chanukah, to remind us of that. So the Eibishter brought me a matan. If you take the gematria, Yisoid de Chanukah is 173. Shuk is 406. Regel is 233. 406 minus 406 minus regel minus 233 is gematria 173. If you take a regel min hashuk, you take the regel out of the shuk, gematria yisoid de Chanukah. Yisoid de Chanukah. Which is also Eved HaMelech with the two koilos. Because that's what it is to be a servant of Hashem, is to be wherever I am, I have 1 foot out, because I'm with Hashem. Which is also Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, because that's Avodah, when you have that Amunah, you're able to always have 1 foot in and 1 foot out. So whatever we're doing, I'm with the Eibishter. My regel should be with the Eibishter. And that's ignited, the Pittsburgh Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Kodesh telling us, through the Neiros, like a carbon, is Bekadesh us in whatever we're doing. It protects us. Came to me just earlier, incredible. The Pittsburgh Rebbe quoted this pasuk, but then the Eibishter brought me a big matana. He said, that's what David HaMelech was saying in Kittel, Kuf Yutes Nun Tes, Chishavti Derachai. I thought about my derech, I thought about my ways. Va'ashiva raglai el eidusecha. I returned my feet to your eidus. That's hachitichla regel menashuk. Take one out and return it where it's supposed to be. Don't have both feet in to the world of gashmis, the world of taiva. Always have 1 foot with eidusecha. So it came to me before, if you take the mamish, this big remez mamish tonight. In the schus of us here, if you take the gematria of Chishavti Derachai Vashiva Raglai El Desecha, is gematria 2056. So what is that? Nothing was coming to me at first. I said, okay, it's a nice gematria, 2056. Move on. It has to be Siyat HaShemai. I don't ever spend too much time. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't come, it doesn't. Then it came to me. Wait a minute. 2056. Ner times 8. Ner times 8. Because 8 days of Chanukah is in there. Ner times 8. So what's Ner times 8?
256.
Stop it. No, Chever, it's easy. No, come on, Chever. What's Ner times? What's Ner? What's Ner?
250.
250. 250 times 8? 2,000, thank you. Right, you know 25 cents times 4 is a dollar, right? So come on, please. 250 times 8 is 2,000. It's not a difficult math over here. Your parents sent you to school, spent $200,000 on your education? Can't do 250 times 8. So it's off. I said, okay, it was a nice idea, but it's off by 56. It's off by 56. Which is, we're saying the yisoid de Chanukah, that yisoid of take the regular out of the shuk, Ner times 8 would have been nice. That would have been nice, but it's close. In the fact, it's close, but not good. But then I said to myself, no, wait a minute. We celebrate Ner times 8. But what is the people don't think like this. Everyone thinks, listen to this. Well, we light 36 candles. I mean, forget about the shamish, that's the extra candle, the helper candle, there's various beautiful reasons for the shamish, but those are not the Iker Mitzvah, that's not Mahadrin, it's all for other reasons. To light the candles so you don't light Ner V'Ner, so if you're going to benefit from it, it's not, the shamish is not part of the Mitzvah B'chlal. It's a helper, it's the Siyua. So we light 36 candles, 8 plus 7 plus 6 plus 5 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2 plus 1, 36, right? Listen, Chavra. Which is also, you know how you do that? You do, right? You do the number squared plus the number divided by 2. Right? Because 8 squared is 64 plus the number plus 8 is 72 divided by 2 is 36. You try it with any number. That's how it works. That's the formula. But anyways, Lamaisa, you guys didn't learn that either? You don't learn that? What happened?
Calculated.
How are you going to learn? How are you going to learn Torah?
You learn Gemara.
Gemara. So there aren't Gematrias in Gemara? You want to go through Gematrias in Gemara? Anyways, Lamaisa, forget it. We'll have a math lesson another time. Anyways, so Chevra. So this pasuk is 2056. Nera times 8 is 2000. But then it came to me. So we light 36 candles. And that's Keneged. We all know the Lamav of hours of Aragonas, Lamav of Sadikim, a lot of depth. But really the celebration was that how many candles were in the menorah of Beis HaMikdash? 7. Not 8 like us. The menorah was 7. And how many days did it last? 8. Yom HaTamnei, Gemara and Shabbos, Chaf Aleph from Beis. So the miracle was that 7 candles lasted 8 days. The Nes of Chanukah wasn't 36 candles like our minog and our mitzvah. The Nes of Chanukah was 56 candles. It was 7 candles times 8 days. 7 times 8. It's 56. So we have Ner times 8. We have our 8 days of Chanukah of Ner, that's 2000. But you can't forget the 56, because that's the miracle. So it's really 2056 is what the Yontav of Chanukah is all about. Chishafti derechai v'ashiv v'raglai al desecha. Peres Hashem tamim v'mshivas nafesh. L'maisa d'avoy d'chevra. Avoy d'chevra to be elevated by these Neros. In the deepest of ways. To be elevated by these Neros in a way that I'm not going to laharchik adam in Avera, as the Gemara says, the Pittsburgh is telling us, to always have one foot out and v'ashiva raglai l'desecha, always be with the Eibishter. Be pulled to the Eibishter. You know what the Sefer Navas Desha says? You know why the Yontiv is a reminder through the Ikar Nes was through oil, through Shemen? And the best way, the Halacha tells us we should be mekayim the mitzvahs through shemen. The shemen is nimshach up the wick. It's pulled up the wick. And it's a reminder to us, it's a remez to us, to be pulled up to the Eibishter. We should be pulled up to the Eibishter. We started, you know how far back we started being pulled? All the way back to Rosh Hashanah. This is the culmination, Chevra, from Rosh Hashanah. We've spoken before, 90 days. It takes 90 days to change. 90 days as a chazakah. The deepest chazakah. Tzaddik is 90. It takes 90 days to be a tzaddik. Tzaddik, about your 90. That ends right now from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was the beginning of being, and we felt it. Rosh Hashanah, you start being pulled to the Eibishter. And that's what it means until him. Kapitel Chav Gimel. Tishanta Bashemen Roshi. Tishanta Bashemen Roshi. I was in my head. Pashpet, I was anointed with oil, my head. Pittsburgh says, Roshi is Rosh Hashanah. And already Rosh Hashanah, Dishanta B'Shem and Roshi. We're being pulled to Hashem with Shemen. Alluding to the culmination is going to be when? Chanukah. Ma'washcheini acharecha na'avru tzu, right? What do we sing? That we want to be pulled to you, Hashem. Ma'washcheini acharecha. Look, by the way, look in Shir Hashirim. Look in Shir Hashirim, that's right at the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Chavir, right?
Yeah.
Pazik Dalid. Mashcheini Achrecha Narutza Aviani Amelech Aradarov, the Gilin Zuchabach. Mashcheini. Look at the Pazik before. Go back one Pazik. What leads to Mashcheini? Lareach Shemonecha Toivim. The scent of your good, or Shemen. Shemen Turak Shemecha. Alkein Alamos Ahevuch. The Shemen, this poured oils your name. And the maidens, therefore, will love you. But we talk all about shemen. Mashcheini acharecha. Like what? Like shemen. That's the shemen. Every single night, when we prepare our menorah, when we shemen turak, when we pour our shemen, and we light the menorah and it pulls the oil up, we're reminded that we need to be pulled today, Bishter. We were pulled already Rosh Hashanah. We stood in Davin, we felt the pull, we felt the tug. Mashcheni Acherecha. That continues now, that doesn't stop now. And we have to feel it. The problem is, I feel strongly, is that we forget how kadosh we are. You know, to understand of who we're supposed to be, laharcha kadam in avera. A person, a yid, this is what we want to be, and we want to be protected. And the neiros help us and elevate us for the moment, as we're saying. We want to pull one foot out of the shuk. We want to be different. We want to be elevated. None of us want to be. We know that world. We know the world of materialism. We know the secular culture. We know that world. It's sheker shem sheker. There's no simchus achayim. We know it. But you know what happens, sadly? I feel strong. We forget we're kadosh. We forget how holy we are. When we're standing Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we feel it. I feel Mlechas Kayanim v'Gai Kadosh. I feel it. We're standing there Yom Kippur in our kittel. Whether we're wearing kittel or not, we're surrounded by kittels. We're in shul all day. We're in the shofar. You feel. I'm royalty. I'm part of something special. I'm special. Sitting in a sukkah like a melech, and you feel it. You felt it. You feel that. Geschmack to be a yid. Geschmack to be a yid. You feel. You walk around in the streets and you look around. And you feel proud. I'm a ben melech. I'm royalty. You look around. I'm even yavin, as we've said many times, hole diggers. And you feel chashiv. A yid doesn't walk. You know what it is, right, Chaver? You know what it is when you walk out of shul Rosh Hashanah, and you're walking in the streets, and you're walking home Rosh Hashanah, and you see their cars that go by, and there's other people going around. And you're like, what a schus it is to be a yid, and how bad you feel for these people. Let's be real, MS. Everyone feels that. You feel. It's you're a ben melech. You're a king. You're a prince. You're a prince. And then we hold ourselves to a particular standard. We hold ourselves to that standard when that's how I feel. But sadly, then Cheshvan comes, Mar Cheshvan. We don't have these time periods that help us feel that. And when I don't feel that, I start to feel like everybody else. And I allow myself to be engulfed and absorbed in this world that I'm in and forget who I am. I forget. So comes Neres Chanukah. And Neres Chanukah reminds us. Neres Chanukah is reminding us that you're a melech. And you're not just a melech, you're a kayim. You're kadosh. Your mamlech is kayanim v'goy kadosh. And that's why it is. We just have to chazer for a moment. I'm saying chazer because I know everyone's seen this inside. And if you haven't seen it inside, I don't know how you haven't seen it inside. I don't know what to say. But the first Ramban in Parashat Ba'al Oyscha. If you haven't read this Ramban in Ba'al Oyscha, can't even understand anything about Chanukah. And I suggest everybody, we'll go through some of it now together. But I suggest over Shabbos, everybody sit down and make sure you learn this Ramban inside. The beginning it asks, because the end of part, this is what we're going to read on Chanukah, Naso and then Ba'al Oyscha. And the Ramban asks, Lama nismecha parshas menorah l'chanukas anisiyim? Why does the parshas menorah right after chanukas anisiyim? When all the siyim, all the princes brought their karbanos by the chanukas amishkan, why is them right away the menorah? Levi kishara aron chanukas anisiyim chol shadayta shloi hoya imayim b'chanukah. Lohu v'lo shavto. He felt bad. All the princes brought these karbanos and Shevet Levi brought nothing. Amar l'kadosh baruch hu. You're going to light the menorah. You're going to light the menorah. You're going to clean out the menorah. What's so great about that? Shkoyach, they brought karbanos. You're going to be the menorah. So Ramban continued. You have to read it. You have to see it inside. And he eventually gets to this yesod. He talks more. I'm not going to go through the whole Ramban for the sake of time. I suggest everyone read it inside. But he says as follows. He says, "V'nei da'av yedua, shekasheim beis hamikdash kayim, v'akarbanos betelim, m'nei chervano, af haneros betelos." When the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be there, there's going to be no karbanos, and there's going to be no menorah. It's all going to be gone. So what's so great about the menorah more than the karbanos? Avol! Lo ramzu el neiros chanukas chashmenoi. The one HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Aaron, Shalcha gedol mishalhem. You're going to have a mitzvah that's going to be lenetzach netzachim. You're going to have a mitzvah not just for now, not karbanos that are for the moment, and not even your karbanos that you're going to bring, because the Ramban asks, what about all the karbanos Aaron's going to bring? He's the only one that enters Kodesh Kodashim, means Kohen Gadol. Why is that not good enough for him? You know why that's not good enough for him? And you know what? That doesn't take a place? Because that's going to be bottle. Just like the Nesiim's karbanos are bottle. And right now, unfortunately, there's still no Beit HaMikdash. And we're not makrav karbanos. And we're not makter katoiris. And we don't have a menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. We don't have lechapan. But Ramban says, "Avol lo ramz al neiros chanukas chashmonaim shino heges af la'achar korban gilas seinu." But there's one mitzvah, there's one remnant from Beis Hamikdash, and what Hashem was telling Aaron is shelcha gadol mishalom. The Ramban is saying that you're going to still have, you're going to have a mitzvah that's always there, and that's the mitzvah of neiros chanukah. You hear what he's saying, chevra? And we know this, but that's what they're about. This is the makor of this idea that we read in various svarim. That every single night when you and I light the menorah, you know what we're involved in? Avodah of a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. We're involved in avodah of lighting a menorah. We clean out our menorah. It's hatovas haneros of the Beis HaMikdash. Not of 444 Clinton Avenue. I'm not Clinton Avenue, but where am I? Oxford Road. Baruch Hashem. This is why I always say, this is not my home, this is just my house. I don't even know address. Doesn't matter. I know 444 because 444 is Matri Mikdash. So it's Beis Mikdash, but we forgot. Okay, good, Baruch Hashem. A few years doesn't make a difference, and we're all just Libi B'Mizrach. But when I light the menorah here, 444 Oxford Road and Cedars Avenue, you light the menorah in Woodmere, or in Far Rockaway, or in Queens, or New Jersey, or anywhere. It's Matra
Gila
Shechina. What's it?
444.
444, it was also Gila Shechina? Okay, we're feeling it. Definitely that gematria chashavti derchai was gilas shchein. That's okay, good. Shkoyach, beautiful show. But every single night when I light the menorah, the Ramban is said, by the way, see, so this is something we give over to everybody. Some people, sadly, because their hearts are not open, they get concerned when you say certain Torahs, a Hasidish Torah, Kabbalistic Torah. This is the Ramban, Mekubal Shav L'chol Nefesh. The Ramban tells me that I'm lighting the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash when I light my menorah. Read it. It's why by most Hasidim, you put on Big Day Shabbos. I put on my Bekesh and my Strimal every single time I light the menorah. I'm going to be involved in Avodah the Beis HaMikdash without Big Day Shabbos. Halavai, it should be Big Day Kuna. But at least Big Day Shabbos. And many of us in this room, many of us, we go to the mikvah every single night before we light the menorah. Vada, I'm going to be involved in avodah of Beis HaMikdash and not go to the mikvah first. Not be mekadesh mitara from whatever that day brought my way, even by accident, that maybe my eyes might have seen, maybe I thought about it a little bit, maybe whatever it might be. I'm going to go and be involved in avodah Beis HaMikdash without going to the mikvah. The avodah Beis HaMikdash. So the Pittsburgh Rebbe brings a remez I never saw before. Incredible. I mean, he says, we know by Parshas Yisro, by Har Sinai, by Kabbalah Satorah, the Pasuk says, in Perek Yotas, B'choydesh HaShlish, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael, Meretz Raim, by Yom HaZeh, By Yom Hazeh, it says those superfluous words. By Yom Hazeh, Rashi says it was Chodesh. By Yom Hazeh, and then it continues, and that's where we learn that we're what? That we're Mamlev. Atem Tiyuli Mamlechas Koyanim V'Gai Kodesh. That every one of us is a Koyin. You know when? By Yom Hazeh. By Yom Hazeh, you pay attention to your Meir of tonight. Pay attention to your Meir of tonight. Pay attention to Shachris tomorrow morning, and you're going to say Al Nisim. Pay attention to the words. Al Nisim, Ve'al Porgim, Ve'al Chuos. I'm going to read through all of it. And what do we say? L'chaz Yisheim God of a Kodesh B'al Mechel, Amch Yisrael, Sisa, Chua, Gedoylo, Purkon, Ke'ayoyim Hazeh. Why Ke'ayoyim Hazeh? The same Hayoyim Hazeh. To remind us, I'm Mamlechas Koyanim. I'm a Koyin. Ve'ayoyim Hazeh, we became Mamlechas Koyanim. We're a Koyin. And why is that so important? Why is this Ramban so important? What do I feel? Why is that so important? Is there so shkoyach? Once a year we get to all be kohanim. Once a year we get to do avodah beis hamikdash. I think it's that the Eibishter understands that we went through zman of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Sukkos, and we were elevated to mamlechus kohanim agai kadosh. We felt the kedusha. We felt like we're a ben melech. I felt mamish walking. Like I said, walking the streets, I'm different. So comes the dark winter when sometimes those of us might have a shichcha, might forget. And Hashem reminds us, you're Mamlechas Kayanim. You're a Kayan in the base of Migdash. You're royalty. You're holy. And every single night when we light that menorah, let's remember this. We're royalty. And then carry ourselves differently. On fire. On fire. You know, Chevra, there's a famous story I know you've all read, all heard. I think Rav Meilich brings it down now also, but it's an older story. One of the, you know, there are a few Hanukkah stories that are like, we hear them every year, but they're important to repeat every year. But I want to take this story one step further in a way that I've never darshaned it before. The story of Chassidim once Chim, so we shared this with me earlier as well. The Chassidim once came to the Chayza and they were complaining about a Moiser who was causing them tremendous damage, tremendous trouble. And they wanted the Chayza to give a bracha to get rid of him, to, you know what get rid of him means. I'm even yavin when it's hard they want to get rid. So he read the Kvittel. And he read the Kvittel, and the Chayza said, this individual in Shemayim is shining right now. In shining in the upper realms, I can't do anything. And they were so confused. They were mamish so confused. They didn't understand. He's a Moiser, he's a Rasha, they didn't understand. A few days later, they came back to the Chayza. The same, they wanted the same bracha. They give a kvittel again. He looks at the kvittel, and he gives a whole bracha that the whole thing should stop. A Maven Yavin took care of business. So they asked the Chayza, I don't understand. It was the same request, the same person. A few days later, the Chayza said, you know what? A few days ago when you came to me, that individual was shining in Shemayim. You know why? Because that was the very moment he was lighting his Chanukah Licht. And all the rishis and all that was dark, it was burnt away. He was Majesh Kodesh Kedoshim for those moments. Now, when I looked at it, he was the Meister like he wanted. So that story is usually used and said over, and maybe some of us have heard it before, to understand the power of Neres Chanukah, where it could take us, like we've been talking about tonight. And Halavaya will take us, and we should feel the Kedusha of that R, Kedei L'Harchik Adam Min Aveira, the Kedusha of that R, to be pulled, Meshcheini Acharecha. But here's the question. That Moiser, he was elevated at the moment. But what happened afterwards? He just fell? So is there any Mila? So we're going to be elevated for 8 days and then go back, right back to whoever we were? Chas v'shalom. He just lit the menorah. We're going to be Moiser v'haylach. We understand that that R is not just an R, but that R is Kinyan Meretz and V'Torah R. And we're going to be Moisef V'Holich. And we're going to utilize this as not just an end of Kedusha, but a springboard to continued growth. We paskin Moisef Ahoylich. Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Meloshin Moisef. Right? The Shein Mishmuel. Behelig Shein Mishmuel. It's based on Darshan this a little later in the 5 minute, but based on a Rashi in this past week's Parsha, which is based on a Pasuk in this past week's Haftorah, based Yaakov, Eish, based Yosef, Lahava, and based Esav, Lakash, is that Yosef was the Koyach to defeat Esav. Yosef will defeat Esav. And it's when Yosef was born, Yaakov was willing to go meet up with Esav, who wanted to kill him. And the Shem Shmuel asked, Yosef's a little baby. What's he going to do for you? So he says, you know the essence of anyone or anything in their name. Esav! You know what his essence and what Yaakov was afraid of much more than Miad? Esav was Miad Achi, that he will infiltrate the mindset. And what was the mindset of Esav? Asui, I'm a finished product. I'm done. I'm content. I don't need to grow. I don't need to work on myself. He came out finished. Yosef is Asaf, to gather, to grow. So Yosef is the Koyach to defeat Esav. We need to always be growing. And that's Maisef Ahoylech, Maisef Ahoylech. We have to take this not as an end, but a beginning. And then it will continue with us. Bez Hashem is Baruch. In our Torah, in our Kedusha, in our Kirvus Elokim. You know, tonight, I had a Talmud in Eretz Yisrael. I'll tell you who it is. I'll say the names. I don't know. Nothing. Yehuda Eitan Sokol. Chashev Talmud. He's like a son to me. I love him. His brother Tviari has been coming, but he's away tonight. L'kavod Chanukah. So Yehuda Eitan, he's learning in Eish HaTorah, in the Eish Gesher program in the yeshiva. And they had tonight, he said, it was a mamish, I have such a kind of seferim, I'm so jealous. Chanukah and Yerushalayim Erech Kodesh. And they had a big tish with a Rezukar, in Rabbi Zucker's shul in Ramat Eshkol over there. Rabbi Zucker is a Rebbe in Eish now. So you remember he was with you, Mavsar, right now. So he had a big tish with Rabbi Zucker. A lot of my older Talmidim, they live in Eretz Yisrael, daven by Rabbi Zucker. And he says to me, I don't know if you know him, but I met a guy there, and he's sitting in Steiging. I saw him, I can play you the voice message after the chaver. He says, I saw this guy sitting and learning in Steiging. I was so impressed. I was so like in awe. And he also went to DRS. Nechemya Tropi. Nechemya Tropi. He says, I don't know if you know him. I don't know if you know him. Mommy, she's like my son. Nechemya Tropi was last year on Purim. He was on Purim. He davened Mincha for the Amud the day before his Chasana. Right at the beginning of this whole world that we live in. Nechemya Tropi was the last time he was in this house. Was Purim. He was here the Thursday night before. He was here the Thursday night before. Chemitropi, then his chasana was Shushan Perm night in Lakewood, was there. Main Olam Haba. Chemitropi, so I tell the Yehuda Eitan, that boy was in my shir. Not I'm super close with him, but he was in my shir. I say, just like you were in my shir, he was in my shir. I wanted him to understand who he could become, who he could yearn to be. There's no difference. Is it just like you were in my shir last year? He was in my shir. Now the MS was, he was my shir, and I kicked him out of my shir to Rabbi Willig's shir. And then he went on to Arishalayim and to sit and learn in the mirror for many, many, many years, and he's been learning pretty much straight, a little stint learning back here a little bit at times, but mainly in Eretz Yisrael, and Baruch Hashem, he's married and learning in Eretz Yisrael. How do you become that? How do you become that? Maisef Ahoylech. You just don't stop. You just steig. You just put yourself in Torah, and you grow, and you grow, and you grow. You don't stop. You don't stop growing. It's not that, you know, so many of us, we learn, and we daven, and we do. No, you don't stop growing. Maisef Ahoylech. Then you take it all with you. Then Chanukah is not just in elevation for a moment and back to who you were. No, it's a springboard of constant growth. And here I'm elevated to a level. I'm reminded of Mamlechus Kodim Kodesh. I'm going to take that with me and continue to grow. Each and every one of us. We have a long Chanukah. Bez Hashem. We shouldn't feel short, then it should be long. Because we're going to make the most, when you make the most of it, it's not so short. When you make the most of it, you don't look back. We're going to make the most of it, and we're going to walk out being a Moisef V'Hailich, Bez Hashem, Esparach. Shvul B'Zaycha, Talich Tu Chanukah, Freilich Chanukah. A Chanukah that lights up our lives, that lights up our homes. But a Chanukah that doesn't just light them up for 8 days, but lights it up for the entire year. A year where that light is shining until the ultimate light is shining. We're not just the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash in our house, but the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash itself, with the Gula Shleima, with Mashiach Kenu, with Meher B'Yameinu.